got three tractors. Got one on the shed, one sitting out in the open land, one down in the field.
Well, where do you keep that stuff, you know, all that stuff you about to throw away, that sort of thing? You got a place where you keep it?
Somewhere we throw it off out there in the thicket, pile it up out there. We don't want something to go out there and scratch through there and try to find it. Have to wait till in the fall after all the vines are dead and the snakes are gone, you know. And go and dig down in there then, because don't want them to grab you. You wouldn't want it then. You want nothing to eat them with.
Get snake bit at.
Yeah.
Was there a place in the kitchen, maybe a room off the kitchen where you kept canned goods or something like that?
No.
The old people here had what's called a jelly house or smokehouse.
They kept the stuff in. See, that was smokehouse there.
Uh-huh.
And had jelly house right beside of it. In the woodwork shed out the other side there, where they done the woodwork, you know, building stuff. And they kept it stored in there. And then they had a root cellar down yonder under that dining hall, down the ground under there, and a step go down in there. It was kind of like a storm pit. They kept stuff in that all the winter to keep it from freezing. Summertime, they keep what they could in there to keep it from, you know, cool.
Yeah. You mentioned a jelly house. What was that?
You ever eat in a jelly?
Yeah.
Well, they made jelly and they put it in that house to keep it till they got ready to eat some more. Then they got to eat up, they got to get some more.
Uh-huh. See, they'd make syrup in the fall, and they kept all the syrup, everything pertaining to preserves, anything, they kept it in a certain place. So all they had to do was go there and get it.
Homemade soap, kept that in there.
Tell me how you make syrup.
You just, I haven't put mine up. I got one down yonder, syrup mill. It's a thing you put up on the post. Got one big roll and two little rollers. Well, the bigger than the little one sitting here pulling it through, and the little one is pushing it out the back there. That cane, you just shook the cane, stick it in there, and that juice runs out, and it catch it in a barrel. She runs out in a barrel. And generally, the way we had our one fixed, from that barrel to the syrup vat, sit down the hill a little piece from it. You see that black thing leaned up against that wall right there?
Yeah.
That's what we cooked our syrup on. And you turn your juice in there as you want it. Now that